A few minutes ago, if your response at Jamie mentioning that it's tax day was... Yeah, because it's time for Uncle Sam to take his pound of flesh.
Cha-ching!
And there's not a lot of fat on your household's hog, or you put it off, and you put it off, and you put it off. And let me tell you, I'm a world-class procrastinator. I can procrastinate procrastinating. I'm so good at it. You need to file by the end of today, or you could face penalties. Now, it has gotten worse, the penalties you can face. That's mostly due to them raising the cost of carrying what you owe over, you know, every single month. The IRS now adds 5% of the unpaid taxes for each month the return is late. And if it's late for 60 days or more, there could be additional penalties. But you know what I've always found, and I gotta be honest, I've never gotten into tax trouble in the sense of I owed money, a ton of money to the IRS. What it always ended up being was I just didn't get around to filing, or I didn't finish filing, or those kind of things, you know, Jame?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife is, you know, she's straightened me out a lot. Let's just put it that way through the years.
She has been so good for you.
I know. I can't even tell you how many ways. But if it's late for 60 days or more, there could be additional penalties. Now, if you're single, under 65 years of age, and you make less than $13,850, you don't have to file. But I can't even see how you'd have, you know, the paper or a pen to even file if you're making under $13,850 a year. Also, it's the same if you're 65 or older, married, filing jointly, and making less than $30,700 a year. If you're getting a refund and you don't owe, you don't have to file. But in that case, don't wait too long, because filing within 3 years, if you don't file within 3 years, you could lose out on that refund. So, and if you're filing an extension, what that does is it doesn't mean you don't owe. What it means is you get time to file later. By October 15th. That's just an extension to file. It does not delay payment. You're still going to get hit with those penalties. And here's the interesting thing. So I've been in contact with the IRS in the past. And as somebody who didn't file and put it off, you know, it's really easy to get into this impression that if I actually talk to the IRS, they're going to somehow or another throw the cuffs on me over the phone, and I'm going to get dragged off to prison immediately. And it's not the case, right? Like, it's always better to face the known devil than have that unknown devil lurking around out there, right? So, and they've always been nothing but nice to me when I pick up the phone and call them. And I'm not talking about the IRS agents I've talked to on the radio, like the folks we've interviewed on the radio. I'm talking about the folks that, you know, the rank and file people who pick up the phone when you call the IRS and you sit on hold for a little while sometimes. They generally are very nice, and they want to help you solve your problem. So I that's my suggestion as somebody who's, you know, been in somewhat of a tax scofflaw, not in owing taxes, but just not filing when I was an idiot.
There was one time I owed taxes, and I was so broke. I was reporter broke. You know how broke
that
is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But they were really nice about setting up a payment plan for me. So.
Right. That's the thing. If you just pick up the phone and call them, they're going to work with you.
Yep.
So
they want the money.
Yeah. Now, that's not to say if you owe like a huge amount that you shouldn't, like, you know, try and find somebody who can represent you to the IRS. I'm not knocking down, you know, the use of tax lawyers, but it is always better to just be in touch with the folks you owe money to. And unfortunately, some of us owe money to the federal government and the state government. But you want to just go to the IRS website, by the way, to file an extension, which gives you till October 15th to get your act together and send all that in. But once again, that does not save you from owing the money and accumulating interest on that. 5% a month. That's like the dudes who want to break your kneecaps that you borrow money from, kind of interest rates. Wow. And real quickly, the Smart Shopper over at ABC 15, our TV partners, has listed a bunch of specials and deals for those of us who have actually filed on time. And by the way, I signed mine yesterday, so my wife has helped improve my procrastination, but not immensely. Right. Grimaldi's today is you're getting $10.40 off any purchase of 30 or more. So 10.40, you know, like the tax form. Noodles and Company is doing $1 off when you purchase any dessert with the purchase of an entree.
It's donut time, though. And I know Krispy Kreme. I saw an ad, something about you only pay the sales tax today.
Oh, really?
On a dozen donuts.
Oh, I didn't see that. I did see that Duck Donuts is in shop only through 11 a.m. throughout the month of April. You can get a free medium hot coffee or cold brew with the purchase of any two donuts or a breakfast sandwich. That does. What does that have to do with tax day, though? I don't understand that. But, yeah, so there are some specials out there if you've already filed and you can kind of relax and kick back a little bit. I kind of like the 1040 one. That's not – because that's a decent – and I like Grimaldi's pizza, too. That's a decent – amount off a $30 purchase, 1040, right? So, all right. And more of those can be found at our TV partners website at ABC 15.